But okay, tonight's shiur is the Refuah Shleima of Dvoira Rochel Bas Yehudis, which is Refuah Shleima Bekarov. We're up to Simon Tovresh Ein Hei, safe base, and the halach is as follows. Yesh Misha Oima, some say, the kivan the hadloka is a mitzvah, since we know that hadloka is a mitzvah, the concept of hadloka is a mitzvah, and everything goes according to the hadloka, the maisa, the action of the hadloka, tzorich shiten shemen b'neir, since there is a concept of hadlokah is a mitzvah, and everything goes according to the action of the hadlokas neiras, therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, some say that you have to ensure that there is enough oil when you actually light the menorah. You need to ensure that there is enough shear, enough oil of a half an hour's burning. But, however, says Shulchan Aruch, if you made a bracha and you lit, but at the beginning there wasn't enough oil. There wasn't sufficient oil to burn for half an hour. But you lit it, and after you added oil, then, at kedisha, just enough for a whole half an hour's burning, lo yotze dechavosoi. Shulchan says you won't be yotze. Because of the concept of hadloka is a mitzvah, so even if ultimately it did burn a half an hour, that doesn't help. It doesn't help because you need to have hadloka is a mitzvah. It's the action that needs to be a proper hadloka. It's the action of lighting the candle that needs to be potentially, you need to have it burning for half an hour. If we say there's a pro and a con. I mean, hadloka is a mitzvah means that you need to have, potentially needs to burn half an hour. But on the same token, if it doesn't actually burn half an hour, it doesn't really matter because hadloka is a mitzvah. But on the chumrah side of that is that you need to ensure that it can be burned, that it can burn, the potential needs to be there, that it should be able to burn for half an hour. Mishnah Brura Tzif Katan Ches is a very controversial Tzif Katan. And we touched upon it on the earlier simon because Mishnah Brura has got an interesting opinion about this, but over here it's even more controversial. Mishnah Brura says the following. Tzif Katan Ches, Mishnah Brura says the following. Lo yotze dechavosoi, v'tzorich lechaboisa, if you did light it and there was not sufficient oil for half an hour, tzorich lechaboisa v'litin bar shemen, you need to blow it. Tzorich lechaboisa, if you did, there wasn't enough oil there for half an hour, what do you need to do? So suddenly you lit it, you made the bracha and you lit it, and suddenly you realize, oh, there's only over here 10 minutes worth of oil. What should you do then? If you realize, but what are you meant to do? What would you say? Pardon? Add on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the first part I understand. Mishnah Berurah first of all says, you need to blow it out. You need to blow it out. Because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So you need to now light again to fulfill the mitzvah properly. But now, I would have asked you, based on that, it makes sense, no? That makes sense? You need to blow it out, you need to redo the mitzvah. Rekindle it. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Hadlokah is a mitzvah. When you lit it, there wasn't half an hour's worth of oil. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah.
The same if you place, if you light it in place, which will not...
Correct. Correct. You'll need to... That's right. Yeah. But I would have asked you, based on that, I would have asked you, do you make a bracha, yes or no?
Second time,
do you make a bracha?
No.
Why not?
Because you did already.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did make a bracha, but when I did the bracha, there wasn't enough oil for half an hour. 5 minutes oil.
Yeah, but the kavana was there already.
But I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. The truth is, you're right. We're going to see in a minute. But I'm wrong. But I don't understand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to blow it out, v'litin bo shemen, and put a half an hour's oil, kashir, v'lachzer v'lehadlik, and light it again, b'loi bracha. Here again, Mishnah Berurah comes and he says, you light it again, but without the bracha. Why without the bracha? Yeah. Very good. You're 100% right. And that is the answer. You're right, there is a Gemara. The Gemara discusses that length. Hadloka is a mitzvah, or Hanochem is a mitzvah. That is a discussion in the Gemara. And you're quite right. That probably, I mean, it bothered me a lot. I actually asked other Magidishir, but I should have asked you, what's pshat in this Gemara? Because you're quite right that probably the reason why it says beloi bracha is because there is opinion as a whole, hanocha is a mitzvah, and therefore we're not suffic brachas dehakalim, we don't make it. To me, it's still, even at this point, it sounds like quite a chiddush, because we don't pass on hanocha is a mitzvah. The psak is glass clear that we paskin hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's the action of that locker which is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Consequently, it sounds like quite a chiddush that we still go with the opinion of hadlaka is a mitzvah, and therefore we don't. It sounds like quite a chiddush to me. But yes, you're quite right. That must be pshat the Mishnah. Yeah.
What does hadlaka is a mitzvah mean? Doesn't it mean put down enough oil?
Well, according to Hanocha is a mitzvah, if you add the oil, you'll actually be okay. Because it's not the hadlaka, it's the Hanocha. If ultimately, you're right, it's all a discussion and it's 100%, it's a valid point as well. But if hadlaka is a mitzvah means the action of the hadlaka, which fulfills the mitzvah, which is the fulfillment of Hanocha is a mitzvah means it's more the passive, it's the fact that it's happening type of thing. And
you can correct,
you could, correct, yes.
You maybe kind of that if someone had seen your neiros in between lighting them for toys and then extinguishing them, that there's been some kind of kiyum of pirsum. And if there's been a little bit of pirsum, then whilst you're not yotze, you've got enough of a kiyum.
Right. You're probably right to some extent, but only to some extent, because if you just make a pirsum anes, which is not within the framework of the halacha, you haven't fulfilled anything really. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And that leads us to Sif Gimel. But I think this Mishnah Berurah is an important Mishnah Berurah. It's an important Mishnah Berurah to remember that we do, that again, if it wasn't, so halacha lemaaseh, if there wasn't enough oil, and you realize too late, you made a bracha, and you realize, oh, there was not enough oil. So what are you meant to do? Blow it out, add oil, light it again, but this time around, without the bracha. Okay, Seif Gimel. Isha, a totally new topic altogether. Who can actually light? Who can fulfill the mitzvah? Who is the one? Can your wife fulfill the mitzvah on your behalf? Can your children fulfill the mitzvah on your behalf? Let's say you're relaxing on the couch, and you just can't really get up now. You have that coffee and the donuts already, and you say you have your son, and you ask, do you mind, go for it. Is that, can you do that? What about your wife? Can you ask wife? What about who can actually fulfill the mitzvah? That's Seif Gimel that teaches us the following. We're going to get to that. Very good. So, Isha Madlekes Ne'er Chanukah. Yes, a woman can light the Ne'er Chanukah. She'afi Chayeves Ba, because she's also obligated. Yes, as you're saying, Ne'er Shaveis, she has got an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Ne'er Chanukah as well as him. There is an obligation there. She'afi Chayeves Ba, she's also obligated. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. There are quite a few important points. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes says the following. Perish. Be'ad kol bnei beisa. Yes, so over here we're not only talking about she can light, but in fact she can light on behalf of the whole family. Yes, she can. She can. Ve'afilu ish yochoil la'asos ois ushliach la'utzio. And you could, in theory, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can have a man asking his woman, a lady to fulfill the mitzvah on his behalf. Yes, she can be a shliach, she's obligated. And since she's obligated herself, she can fulfill the mitzvah for somebody else. Now it does say the Mishnah Berurah adds interesting words over here. Im oimdim b'sha'ah shemadlekes v'shoim min ha'brocha. He said, ideally, the person who asks the lady to fulfill the mitzvah, he should be near. He should be taka sitting on the couch. He can't be in a different room. He should be listening to her brachas. V'dyevet im loy onu omen ala bracha gam ken yotzu. If they are present in the room and they didn't say omen to the bracha, it's fair enough. So we're finding over an interesting concept. We're learning that a woman can fulfill the mitzvah. She can be a shliach. However, the mishalach should ideally be in the same room and listening to the brachas of the lady. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. That she can do, but ideally he should be there to hear the brachas. And certainly a man can make the brachas for the ladies. And yes, a man, by making the bracha and lighting, he's fulfilling her fulfillment as well, as long as she listens to the brachas. There is Yeah, let's carry on a bit, and I'll readdress that in a minute. Loi ben nacha. I'm but shuvas oila Shmuel. The oila Shmuel and shuvas right sim kufei. The le didon shemadliken kol echad bifnei atzmoi. Our menek that we don't just do one candle for the whole family, but everybody fulfills their own obligation. Everybody lights, all the children, everybody lights. Mikol mokoyim. Nevertheless, isha einot tzicha lehadlik. A woman will not light her own. The havin rak tfei lois la'anoshim, because she is secondary. She's tofel to the men. Veim roitzos lehadlik. But if she does want them, if what happens if you've got a woman who wants to light her own, she wants to light her own. So Mishnah Berurah says mevochos. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. If you've got your wife that says, I also want to light my own. Yes, she can. She can make a bracha as well. It's like any other time bound mitzvah that she can. She can. Yes, if a woman once has gone slightly feministic feelings and she wants to also, she says, I also want to light, she can. And she, according to Mishnah Berurah, which not everybody agrees to that, but according to Mishnah Berurah, she can make a bracha as well. And if the husband is not at home, he's still in Kol, he's still working, he's abroad. If the husband is not at home, yes, the wife can light on behalf of the entire family. She's obligated as well as him. And she can make a bracha for everybody. But whatever happens, don't ask a child to light. As is explained shortly. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that the woman can make a brochen, she can light on behalf of the men. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now the Bir Halacha on the side does say that, it brings it in context of a Gemara in Brochas. Let's see this Bir Halacha on the top right over here. Ish about lekes. I'm Mishnah Berurah, di choyle lehoitzi afile ba'alo. A woman can be moitzi her husband. It does work. Avol yodua. But it is well known, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mash omur abayseinu, what the Gemara says in Brochas, Tav Chof, ben mevorich le'aviv. A son can be moitzi his father, as long as he's bar mitzvah. Ve'isha mevorich le'balo. And a woman can be moitzi, can make a brochen, be moitzi her husband. Avol omur chachomim. But the sages, the chachomim said, Tavoy me'ora le'odam, it should be, the opposite of, it's a bit like a curse. Yeah, we're trying to avoid to say this word, but yes, it's the opposite of a blessing. But if you've got an individual that his son, there is a position that the son has to be Moitzi's father, or you've got his wife who is being Moitzi the husband, it's inappropriate. It's not the right. It's not the right way. It's not the way the household should be looking like that. The children are moitzi the father. Children know more than the father, and the wife is being moitzi the husband. So it looks a little bit awkward, and therefore it's tova me'ora. It's like a bit of a if I may say, a bit of a klala. It's the wrong thing. It's a bit awkward. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that. So therefore, it's inappropriate. But he does say, "Umash omo the komadlik alav begoy beisa mipnei shelo hayoz beveisoy vika achiyum munalach habayis." He says that, however, when it comes to Chanukah, it's not so bad, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's an obligation on the entire household. So it's not really her being moed to him. It's an obligation on the entire household. So it's a little bit better. It's a chiyuv on the as, but still ultimately Mishnah Berurah does put it does compare it to tova me'ora. So with regards to the brachas at the very least, and therefore it shouldn't really happen. However, having said that, what do you think would be that? What kind of scenarios could you imagine such a thing happening? It could happen, no? What do you think?
And his wife's in
Yerushalayim. Yeah. He said better that she should light. Yeah, there is definitely. Shlomo Zalman didn't understand why some rabbonim, some gedolim don't understand that is there any halachic heter to leave koilel. Somebody who's learning Torah, is there any halachic heter to leave koilel in order to fulfill the mitzvah in its ideal time? He says maybe let him learn. Let him carry on learning until the end of the Seder. Let him learn until 7 o'clock. Why should he go home at 4? Let him learn until 7, and the wife should lie at home. You know, so he's going to come just in time for the latkes. You know, so it's all right as well. So, but others disagree with that, and I think generally the minig is not to do that. Maybe because of this bialocha. But, yeah.
Chanukah is more than wrong, though, isn't it, compared to learning?
Right. So you're saying that you're understanding Shlomo Zalman's point. Yeah, definitely that. Yeah, I can hear that. The argument against it is, the Chazanish's point was that if the Yungenite, if the Avrechim don't do all the hidurim and don't fulfill the mitzvahs at its best time, and with all the hidurim and all the chumras, if the avreichim don't do that, who is? And therefore he said that the young man should go home, and so many, I think that's the minhag generally, that young man will go home and fulfill the mitzvah in its best time.
Does he die again?
No, she's fulfilled his obligation.
He's not seen it.
He definitely doesn't have to. Yeah. Okay. Mishnah Musaf Kotten Yud. Sha'af hi chayeves bo. Sha'aneis hoyo gam lohen. Mishnah Musaf says that they're obligated because the neis, the miracle of Hanukkah, also, they were also just involved in the neis. Sha'aneis hoyo gam lohen. The miracle, the neis of Hanukkah, saved them just as much as the men. There's no difference. And additionally, says the Mishnah Berurah, every unmarried lady, any engaged girl, as we spoke earlier, there was a decree, and he says that he was going to get married. She has to get married. She has to pay visit to the Hegmon first. So therefore, they definitely had a very great miracle that they were saved as well from their own. So Vigam Atshua, and he says, and also the saving was very closely connected to a woman as well. Shabbas Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, as we learned previously as well, the daughter of Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, Chotcha Roishoi Shel Roish HaTzirim, she was the one who actually killed the head of the Tzorim, or the head of the Greek at one point. And he cut, as the Mishnah Berurah says, she cut the head off of this evil man, and therefore she was very important when it came to the Hatzolah, to the saving of the nation, and therefore she's definitely part of the nation. Therefore she's part of the mitzvah. Seif Gimel continues with the following words: Aval imidlika, but if it was lit, cheresh, by a person who is deaf. Shoita, somebody who is not with it. The cotton away minor, loy also klum. So that if he was lit by cheresh, shoita the cotton, then loy also klum, the mitzvah was not fulfilled. The afalpi, although, shenicha godel, that it was placed in, that means a godel, an adult, placed it in the right place, but it was actually lit by a cheresh, a deaf person, a shoita, a fool, or a kotna, a minor, because they were the ones lighting it, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Although it was placed there, the menorah was placed in the right place by an adult, doesn't matter, doesn't help. Mishnah Berurah says, Seif Kotten Yud Aleph adds, that filu acherim oimdim al gabom, even if you've got the cheresh, shoita, the cotton, the deaf, and the shoita, the fool, and the cotton, the child, lighting it, even if the child lights it, and you've got an adult next to him standing, which for some areas of halacha this helps, if you've got an adult standing next to him, over here it won't help. The einalim chiva mitzvah, because the mitzvah, over here, sometimes it helps with kavona, if some areas of halacha it helps. If the oim dim al gabon, if you've got adults near it, that sometimes helps for some areas of halacha, but over here it won't help. So you can't ask your child to light the menorah if it's not a mitzvah yet, to light on your behalf. You can't. It's not going to work. Even if you're standing next to him, it doesn't help. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotten Yud Beis adds, Da'af al-pi she'nicha godol, da'adloka ois a mitzvah lo yanocha. It doesn't help that an adult placed it there, because as we learned, hadloka ois a mitzvah, the action of the lighting is the mitzvah, and it doesn't help that it was placed there by an adult. Now the Ramona continues, the Shulchan Aruch continues and teaches us the following: V'yesh misha oima, and some say bekotten shegia lechinuch muta. He says, "Oh, it's a, pardon. What age is a kotten shegia lechinuch?" I think we've got some people who may be experts in that. What age is a child considered shegia lechinuch? What age is he considered he has reached the age of chinuch with regards to mitzvah adlokas nei Chanukah? And this opinion holds that if the child has reached that age, that he's eligible and he's part of the mitzvah of chinuch, then actually he could be moitzi his father. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh mishayma she'kot bekotn shigia lechinuch muta. What age is that? What do you taina? What age? Well, what does that mean, muta? A light can light, What would be the tzad that he's not allowed? What a child who is not igyele chinuch? A child who is not igyele chinuch, there is an issa for him to light. So. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, the truth is that there is, you may be right to a certain extent, there is such an approach as well. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah puts it, because I hear what you're saying. Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Nun Daled says the following. No, the Ramah. We haven't seen the Ramah. Let's see the Ramah. Just to address, just before we go to the Ramah on the Mishnah Berurah, what age do you think it is? What kind of age are we talking about? What age is a child?
7 or 8?
7 or 8? Yeah, what do you think? 7 or 8? Yeah? You're long past that stage, yeah?
6 or 7.
Yeah, igyele chinuch. Yeah, what do you think? 6, 7. Yeah, the chaplot already, you know? 7, 8. Yeah, what do you think? It depends on every child as well. But we're that kind of, we're talking about that kind of age range. Yeah. Yeah. Says the Ramah. Veledidon. Says the Ramah. And that's probably, I think that might be what you're referring to. Veledidon. According to us, they call Echad Mibnei Abayis, that everyone in the household lights. Madlik Bifnei Atzmoy. In our house, that everybody lights. Cotton Shigia Lechinuch. Tzarich Lehadlik Amkein. He says that in our house, anyway, every child who is a Gelechinuch needs to light anyway. Says the Ramah. Veledidon. According to us, that our menage is that everybody lights. Everybody lights. So he said, no difference. A child needs to light as well. As soon as he gets a chinuch. So an 8-year-old child is obligated, because of chinuch, to light his own menorah. Is that so? Yeah, is that so? Because when it's see Mishnah Berurah, is that so? Every child needs to light. From 8 years old, from 6 years old, he needs to light all the menorahs. Oh, with Edo, good question. Maybe does he only need to light one? Just a candle. Yeah? Yeah, what do you think? Every child needs? Yeah? Yeah, all every child from 6 needs to light. There won't be, yeah? Yeah, what about daughters? What about daughters?
Do what the mother does.
Do what the mother does. That's a very good point. It's very interesting to do that what the mother does, because that's actually a halachic point that you're saying. That some achoinim, do your daughters light generally? Your daughters? They light? Your daughters light? Yeah? Daughters light? So it's interesting, because I think it depends on minogim. Your sister's light? No? Your sister's not light? Your sister's light? So the MS is, No. They don't. But there are people who have the minhag. So the MS is the reason why some people refrain. The poskim say that because they feel that it's inappropriate. So it's brought down in the poskim that it's inappropriate that the daughters should be more machmir than the mother. It's inappropriate that daughters should be more machmir than the mother. The mothers haven't got an obligation, and the mothers don't light. I mean, they have an obligation, but they're yotze through the husband. And it's inappropriate that the daughter should be more machmir and more behalda than the daughter. That's where it comes from. Let's just hold that it's brought down in the achronim. Interesting. And there's another reason as well, which is brought a famous chassam sofer in Masechet Shabbos. And it brings an interesting chassam sofer. The chassam sofer says the following. Where does that come from that ladies don't light at all? Where does that come from? So maybe that's what you're referring to. That it used to be very interesting. Chassam Sofer is really an insight. It's a beautiful insight. Chassam Sofer says that in previous generations, in times of the Gemara, times of Mishnah, where was the lighting? Where was it? That's right. It was outside. So that's right. Says Chassam Sofer, it's not theistic for a lady to start standing outside and lighting the menorah. It's not sneer stick. In times of the Mishnah, it would have been an unsneer stick, an inappropriate thing for a lady to stand outside lighting menorahs. Inappropriate. Nowadays, of course, things have changed, but it was inappropriate. Therefore, part of the takana was that ladies are not lighting their own. They'll always be tofel to the husbands. Unless, of course, on the extreme, if there is no husband, then of course she'll have to fulfill the mitzvah. But since in previous generations, when the takana was made, ladies were not included because it was not sneer stick, so therefore they're always going to be halachically tofel to the husbands. Yeah.
Well, I thought precisely for that point, you'll be mechanic to your daughter because unless she gets married at 12,
she's going to be mechuyev enlightening for herself, as soon as she's not living at home, she's at sem, whatever, until she's married, she's going to have to light for herself when she's not at home. And therefore, you're being mechanecha that until she's married, she has to light for herself.
Right. She won't necessarily have to. She won't necessarily have to. I mean, well, why are you saying she will have to? She wants to be mahada. If she wants to be mahada.
If she's not at home.
Right. Oh, if she's not at home, yeah, that's right.
She has to, like, kind of
right.
Like,
so saying that precisely because of that, yeah, so
she's only not because
if she lives on her own, right. If she lives on her own, right.
And,
yeah.
And you know what? Everyone goes, like, most people, the women go to somewhere.
Right.
They go to somewhere, you know.
Right, but whatever it is, they're unlikely to be completely on their own. There'll always be a situation that they can. They're not necessarily going to be on their own.
They're not living at home.
Right, right. Okay, I hear the point. That's, I don't mention that. That's an interesting swallow.
The rabbi in charge of the sem isn't, or his married to the rabbi in charge of the sem isn't necessarily going to like
yeah.
the girls.
Yeah, okay, that's a question we're going to get to in later simon about Achsanoi. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, just to have a quick glance at Mishnah Bosef Kot New Dalet to finish that. But in Rosh Hashanah, the Af, he goes on the Rama. The Af im name the Locha Deloki Yesh Oymanal. Even if you don't go according to the Yesh Oymim, that children can be moitzi their parents. If any Yocheloitzi Achem, but of course, and we hold that a child cannot be moitzi the Hadlock. Never mind. You know what? A child cannot be moitzi's father. We're paskin that children cannot be moitzi their parents. Mikol Malkum, nevertheless, who be atzmoi the child himself. Kibin Shigiel Achinuch. The child. Since his obligate is reached the age of chinuch, tzorich la'adlik, the child needs to light himself. Ve'ayim b'vi halacha, ve'nira li, now it says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'nira li, the cotton ain't tzorich la'achmir kolay, a child doesn't need to be so machmir. Ve'dai shiadik b'chol laylo rak neir echol de kula adma. He says, you know what, if a child lights, you don't have to have all the chumras on children. We want to light eight, we want to light all the light. Okay, fine, so we can be machmir. But don't impose on your child to light all the candles, he doesn't have to be machmir. If he's happy to do one, so leave him to do one. You don't have to impose chumras on children. Chinuch is not on chumras. So that's what he says. And just to finish off, the geir, a geir, gam ken yocholoy mash osa nisim la voseinu. A geir came make the baruch of sha'osa nisim, that Hashem made miracles to our forefathers, Lord Geir. Obviously, his forefathers were not including the nes, but he's already part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he can say, nisim la voseinu. Correct. Correct. So that's probably pshat. There's no hesitation whatsoever for Geir to make the brach of Sha'asa Nisim La'Avoseinu, although his forefathers physically speaking were not eating. But that's what do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai, about making about child just having one candle?
Get many kids these days.
That's right. You're not going to get away with it nowadays, yeah. But it's good to know that la'alocha, that's all for igyal chinuch, that's all you really need to do, according to Mishnah Berurah. But there is cholkim. I'm going to finish off that there is cholkim. Some people say that the child should be machmir as well, if possible. The child should be machmir as well, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that make it, then you don't need to.